welcome to episode number 9 of Girl Fight. Today, I am joined by Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Megan Sullivan.
Roger Wilco.
And Dana Jungleward.
Hola.
And I am Nicole Tanner. I am your host. Before we get started, I got a couple shout outs. We got a really, really sweet note from Jose Alvarado, who says that he got his younger sister into gaming and that she helps him get past parts where he's stuck because she's a better puzzler. And it was her birthday on June 7th, so he wanted us to say happy birthday to her. So happy birthday to Anita Alvarado. And thanks so much for listening. Another quick shout out, Michelle. Michelle is awesome. Michelle is the one who does our theme music, the beginning and the end of our podcasts. You can find out more about her on computeher.net.
And that is compute her.
Yes, compute her with an H in there. Yeah. She's going to be going on tour with 8-Bit Weapon. It's called the Disco Apocalypse Tour. And we posted stuff about this on our Facebook page and also on Twitter, but we just wanted to mention it on here as well. So if you are into her music, you should definitely go to the website and find out about the tour and see her when she comes around. And finally, we're just going to say cheapairjordans.ign.com. Go there, and you'll have a lot of fun. And I'm going to leave that at that. Okay, so we'll start with what we've been playing. Who wants to start this week?
I can start.
Okay.
So I had a bit of a... so I'm moderating a panel in a few weeks at an iPad gaming summit, and I figured it would make sense if I actually spent some time gaming on an iPad before then. So our IGN's mobile editor was in the office this week, and so he brought the iPad along and loaned it to me, and I took it home for a night, spent the night playing it. And I have to say that I love my iPhone and I love Apple stuff, but I've not been all that excited about the iPad. And after my evening with it, not very excited about the iPad.
Still, I heard it doesn't even come with like a kickstand or anything. Like if you actually want to
hold buy
it,
that stuff.
Yeah,
all extra.
Yeah,
cha-ching.
Yeah. Well, here was the thing. It wasn't that. I mean, it's a very pretty device, and it's all, you know, it's very sexy. But the games so far, and a lot of this is because, I mean, developers didn't have access to the device or to any of the hardware, so it's not like they could make anything awesome. Like most of it is just ports of iPhone games. But there is, I mean, you're playing on this big, pretty screen and you expect something that has some actual content to it. And it's all these very lightweight gaming experiences that most of them, I mean, I played through a good dozen game, and not through, but like I tested out a good dozen games on the night that I had it. And, you know, it was like from Need for Speed and Mirror's Edge. And then there were a lot of like kind of like just goofy ones that
Godfinger?
I don't even remember. I did not because I tried to, and I still don't have a router in my new house. And you have to be online to play it. So I could not check out Godfinger, which bummed me out because that was one of the few that I've heard people talk about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, most of it was just like, okay, I really think it's going to be at least another 4 or 5 months before there's anything substantive. And I was talking, so Levi Buchanan, who's our editor, our mobile editor, asked me what I thought afterward. And I was like, And he was like, yeah, it's just too early in the system.
Yeah.
It's just like Need for Speed, like, all you're doing is tilting the iPad to stay on the line. Like there's no braking. There's no
nothing,
accelerating.
No,
like there's no complex.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, wow. That's interesting.
Is there any advantage at all to playing this game? They all have like HD after them. It's like instead of the iPhone game, it's like HD. Is it like higher resolution or better options?
No, they're a
lot
more appropriate for an iPhone because they're so like small and bite sized. It's like, I mean, it's something I would do on a bus or something. It's not something I would want to do on there. Oh, and then I played in Guitar Hero. I played Guitar Hero on there, and it just feels so imprecise because you're just tapping on the screen, and it's just, you kind of feel like you need buttons or strings or just, it just, meh. So I would not buy. I would not, from my experience with the game so far, definitely
your
verdict
not. On the iPad, meh.
So far, meh. So far,
so far. Yeah.
It is also like any system. I would argue. I wouldn't buy most systems within the first 6 months to a year of them being out because there's just not going to be all that much that's all that exciting. because developers are still learning how to build good games for them, and they have an abridged development cycle because they don't have the hardware nearly as long as they need to make an awesome game. And so you get a lot of...
And in the case of Nintendo handhelds, you know they're going to release a new one in like 6 months, so never right. buy the first one.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And I don't know if anyone else is excited or how they feel about the new iPhone, which almost seems like an iPad killer. I'm not sure why they're so close. Am I wrong about that? Am I right? Is it? Are you advising people to get the new iPhone as opposed to an iPad?
I'm not advising people to get anything. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that in my experience, the iPad game experience, it ain't there yet. So, yeah.
Yeah. That so was don't get it for that reason.
Would not. I would definitely. If you're thinking about buying it just to do games, I would definitely not do that because. Yeah, just borrow someone's and someone's who's bought a lot of stuff, and right. you can
Everybody
try it out.
Everybody always has that one friend that just buys tech as soon as it comes out. So go find that friend.
Yes. yes. Many of those friends are in our office.
Yes. Swing by.
Alrighty.
All right. So, what about you, Megan?
I am actually playing Super Mario Galaxy 2. I went out and bought it this weekend. I'm really enjoying it. It's cute and it's fun and. I didn't play the first game, so I can't really compare them, but I've heard the camera and just the controls are a little better, and I'm not understanding why there's not really a proper co-op. I still don't understand why you can play as Luigi and you can sort of do what is called the girlfriend mode, mm-hmm. where you can help people pick up extra star bits.
I choose to think of it as the small child mode.
Yeah.
That's an even better thing, yeah. but it's really fun. I don't know if I would give it a perfect 10. It's way high up there, but I'm still sort of deciding on that. So that's what I've been playing.
Alrighty. Cool. How about you, Christine?
I just 100%ed Red Dead last Woo! Night.
Yay!
Very happy about that. My first open world game that I've
That's very that impressive,
in.
Yeah.
So. It was fun. It was good. Couple people have been asking, like, oh, so, you know, tell us some tips on Girl Fight. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, here's the things I got stuck on. The bounties. Number one, it doesn't matter, like, who the person is. It only matters their location. So there's 8 gang or whatever bounty hideouts in New Austin. Then in, I don't even know what the region's called. New Elizabeth.
I don't
that area.
I
Blackwater.
Haven't played it. Yeah.
And then, you know, Mexico. So there's 8 in Mexico and New Austin, and then only 4 in Blackwater in that area. And so what I did was I literally just went to wherever I was missing them, which totally buried in the stats menu. So if you go to the stats, you go to score, scroll down to the bottom. That's where you can find out how many you've done, which took me forever to find out. But if it doesn't say 8 and 4, you haven't done them all yet. And that's kind of how you can figure it out. I just kind of went to sleep wherever I was, you know, at. So Armadillo or McFarland's Ranch. It doesn't matter where you go. It just matters that you're in one spot. Like, technically, you could pick them up at either place, but you just stick with one. Go from there.
Yeah.
And then for one of the outfits, poker, you have to bankrupt everybody else at the table. So I was like,
wow.
I went to Blackwater, waited until there was only 2 people at the table.
Nice.
And then I just went all in and they folded. And then I just kept doing that. And I didn't even look at my cards. Like, I have no idea what I had because I don't know how to play poker. So,
oh, gosh.
I know how to play poker, but I'm bad at it.
I was like, I don't even know what these cards mean. Just go. So I just kept going all in. And then eventually I did it in like 2 seconds.
Oh.
Just bankrupt everybody. I was like, sweet. All
Very
right.
sneaky.
Gonna go.
Okay.
So yeah, those are a couple tips for you. And another thing is make sure you have all the guns. That was the one thing I was missing at the very end because I'd done everything and I was really annoyed because I had like 99.3%. Like, what do I need? And it was one gun in Mexico that only unlocks after you do a certain mission. So you have to go back to Escalera and buy it.
Okay.
What people really want to know is, have there been any more hilarious animal accidents?
Oh,
yeah, there was an awesome, the same guy who did that awesome art for us did an awesome sketch of you.
Of me
like, standing there with a gun with all these dead
gun
animals.
A gun and a hammer.
Yeah.
And me just going, whoa, I don't know what happened. I mean, I did shoot my horse in the head again, but that's thanks to the targeting system of Red Dead.
Oh,
if you auto lock.
You blame the targeting system.
No, somebody else has done this as well. It's not just me.
Okay, I was going to say, I
haven't
heard anyone else complain.
So if you auto-lock onto an animal and it runs in front of your horse, it automatically targets your horse's head.
Wow.
So job, like, rock star.
Wow. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no, she's not the only one. There was a listener that wrote in and said that Will Wheaton actually shot his horse in Red Dead well. So you're actually in some famous company there.
Woohoo!
Neat.
But yeah, I did shoot a wild domestic horse because to get the unnatural selection achievement, you have to kill all types of wild animals.
Aww. That makes you sad?
No.
Oh, no.
I love killing good things Lord. In that game. It's
apparently,
I love watching it when the animation kind of sticks. So they kind of freeze and they get real tight and they kind of glide across the screen a little bit and then they fall down. And I'm always like, that's not the way it's supposed to go. But it's quite enjoyable. I've hit so many respawn points for bears. It's unbelievable. So if you're up in like the snowy mountains, I mean, there was like 8 or 10 bears just in the same area, and every time I shot one, another one would come like over the hill. I was like, I don't know. eventually so many were there that they killed me, but just like, I don't even know what is happening here. Why are there thousands of bears in this one location? But yeah, the game is awesome. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I haven't run into the crazy things. I kind of wanted to go find the donkey lady.
Yeah, that's really famous. It's all over YouTube and people are sniggering
about
it.
Yeah, but I haven't. I don't know. If anybody knows, please email us because I would love to see this donkey lady if you know how to find this glitch. Yeah.
Did your character fly?
No.
Because there are actually some videos out there also of your character flying, and I put on my blog. It's like,
where? How?
Hey, I don't know. I've seen one on YouTube, and the guy is literally like flying, and you can have like an, I don't know if you can actually have an aerial view at times when you're looking for stuff or something, but.
Yeah, I mean, you can tilt the camera up over your head.
I don't know if it was that or what. I don't know if people are just making this stuff up now, or they're actually legit flying. I know that other characters will fly. Like over your head, and that people there were like bird people and flying horses.
Haven't seen any of those.
You haven't even seen the flying horse.
Everybody stayed anchored to the ground in my game for the most part, unless I've like killed them off a cliff and then they've kind of fly off, which is fun.
Interesting.
Have they patched that game yet, though?
It's coming out. I believe. I don't think it's out yet. I haven't received like you need to update.
Right.
Yet. So no, but I do know it's coming.
Yeah. So. You have to find those glitches while you can.
Yes, I hope they don't do it soon, because I want the office copy of the PS3 version, and I want to see these amazing blips. It just sounds like the funnest part, is watching horses fly off and doors floating in the air.
I've seen people... Okay, so one stranger mission, the lady's supposed to be sitting on the bench, but she's reversed and up. So, like, she's sitting...
She's in a sitting position.
She's in a sitting position, but standing on top of the bench the opposite way. So, like, her butt's over in like, floating in the air.
Okay, yeah, I think I get what you're saying.
And I was just like, what? And then I went up to her, and then it started the cutscene, and she was sitting normally on the bench.
Right.
I don't think anybody can sit on a bench.
She's
like
got
that.
Some killer thighs to be able to hold that position.
She was just working out, I guess. She was an old lady, too. So
Awesome.
She must have some skills.
I want to be a badass
so
old lady.
So most of the stuff I found is just stuff like that, where people are just kind of off and they're not doing what they should be doing. Like, there's people leaning against nothing.
Right.
Which, maybe they're really strong. I don't know.
Sweet.
That's funny. All right, cool. So I, as I posted on Facebook page, did finally beat God of War on Titan mode.
Yay! And God of War 3.
God of War 3, yes. And I did it before my husband did.
Yay!
Do you guys have separate gaming rigs?
Nope, we share.
Okay, so therefore you were hogging the time. You couldn't
really no, actually I wasn't. See, the way things have been working lately, my husband has been working insane hours, so I've been seeing him for literally like 5 minutes in the morning every day because I'm asleep by the time he gets home. So he plays at night while I'm asleep.
Oh, okay.
And then I play before he gets home from work. So we're not actually hogging each other. Yeah.
So you have it staggered.
Yes. And but him starting to play it, I knew that he would get through it kind of quickly. I'm like, oh, I better go finish this first. So
how tough was it?
Yeah, it was really tough.
Yeah.
It was really tough. That battle that I was talking about last week did end up being the toughest battle in the game. And, you know, it took me a few more tries to get through that one. And then the battle at Zeus at the end, took a few tries, but it wasn't nearly as hard as that Cerberus battle. But
I noticed that some of the earlier battles were actually harder. I actually thought the hardest battle out the gate was the first one with Hades. That was one of the hardest for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I thought Hades was pretty hard, too. Everything was hard in Titan mode.
Well, everything, yeah, of course everything's hard in Titan mode, but just the fact that it's in the beginning.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't normally play games on hard difficulties, so this was it's a big accomplishment for me. The only other game that I played on hard and beat was BioShock, the first one. Nice. So yeah, and so I gave myself a kind of a break from my consoles after I did that because I played all day on Sunday and my hands were hurting really, really bad.
I've noticed, I don't know, can you hear me? I don't know if I'm getting old or what, but I had the same thing when I was playing Super Mario Galaxy 2 where I have the Wiimote in my hand and after like a half hour I was like, do I have arthritis? What is happening?
That's the Wiimote. Yeah. It's the most unergonomic controller ever.
Yeah. The DS is also not good when you're lying in bed and like this and my hands start to fall asleep. Like I don't have to be sure I'm propped up and sitting up.
Yeah. So the only other thing that I've been playing is Frontierville, which is a new Facebook game from Zynga. And I personally am not usually a fan of Zynga's games. I like some other Facebook games better. But this one is actually halfway decent. It's so definitely the best thing.
It has gaming cred because it was Brian Reynolds who developed it, who's like Civ 2 and Alpha Centauri, I think. And
basically, what it has done is it has taken gameplay features from all of Zynga's other games, like Farmville and Treasure Isle and a bunch of other ones.
Mafia Wars?
And even Mafia Wars, like the questing type thing, and put them all together into one game. With extra stuff on top of it.
Has the same art style as
Farmville, has the same
right?
art style as Farmville and Treasure Isle and all that stuff. So
sort
it will
of
look
Oregon
very
Trail-ish.
Yeah, I kind of. I mean, what you're doing is basically you've got like a plot of land and you're a pioneer and you have to clear the land and build a cabin and you know, you can farm to help raise money, and eventually you're supposed to woo your sweetheart who is living back east to come harvest moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
I blanked right there. Yeah.
It's very much, it is very much like Harvest Moon. And there's questing, there's a bit of an overarching story. And when I went to go see the game at Zynga's office on Tuesday before it came out, they said that they're going to, you know, they're going to release like expansions like they've done with Mafia Wars, basically. So
it'll be interesting to see because Facebook games have had a serious decline in the past couple of months, and whether that is something that can be stopped by more interesting games.
Yeah,
which
well,
would be
I mean,
nice
yeah,
if,
that would be
if,
nice
if more interesting games came out, or if it's just a trend that has died. My personal pet theory has always been that a lot of the reason for the popularity is the coincidence with the economic crash and a lot of people without jobs and money. At home being like, what do?
Yeah.
I'll take care of my fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the companies are starting to develop more more creative games. And I just want to say something because like every time I write a Facebook game story on IGN, we get people who comment that say like, I hate this game because you have to wait like 2 hours or 4 hours or whatever to do such and such. That's how they make money. That is how these games make money. You know, making you wait to do stuff. You know, if you don't want to wait, then you pay to do that. I mean, that's their whole business model. You are never going to see a Facebook game that doesn't have that feature in it unless you're paying for it up front. So stop complaining
about
that.
I've never played a Facebook game.
So okay.
What
so
do you
basically,
have to wait for?
Usually you have like a finite number of energy.
Yes, you have a finite amount of energy. Usually it's energy. And once that energy is expended, like it'll regenerate on its own without you having to pay. But you only get like 1 point like every 3 or 4 minutes or something like that. Yeah, okay. So if you want your energy to go all the way back up, you kind of have to wait for like a couple hours or so, depending upon the game. However, you can purchase the premium currency and get all the energy that you want right out of the gate.
I'm so energized. So, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, stop complaining about that, people, because that's how those games make money. That's why they're free to play. They have to make money somehow. They're not being done for charity.
Yeah.
There is no
such thing as a free
hearts.
Lunch.
Yeah.
Except today.
Okay.
When we had In-N-Out Burgers.
Yeah, right.
We did.
Yes. But thanks to, who was
somebody.
That?
Marketing.
Marketing department or somebody brought everybody In-N-Out Burgers for lunch, which was awesome. Okay, so that's what we're playing. So we're going to move into our topic of the week, which I'm sure you probably have guessed by now what our topic is going to be.
Woo!
And that is E3. E3 is next week.
Really? I'm excited for it because I want to stop planning, stop doing all this junk that we're getting ready for.
Because you've had to do all the scheduling and stuff. Yeah.
Christine has had to be the mom of all the IGN editors.
I think that was my job description when I started here.
That's typically the job description. Yeah, for a managing editor, I think that typically is the job description.
Which is why so many of them are women.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So E3 is next week. We've had some people asking questions. Most of us, with the exception of Megan, unfortunately, will miss her.
My desk.
We will be down there, but we will be busy. Jessica is going to be probably tethered to the live show booth for most of the day. And Christine is going to be tethered into what we call our war room for most of the day. Dana and I will be probably out on the floor more than
running around like maniacs.
More than the other two. But Christine, you know, you'll be out some.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I just want to say, if you see us, if you recognize us and we don't look super busy, definitely feel free to come up and say hi and, you know, just say that you listen to the podcast. We're not
going
to.
And don't be afraid by the cranky look on my face because I'll be wearing that all week.
It's not personal.
Yeah. We were thinking about trying to do a meet and greet, but scheduling wise, it's just not going to happen. So hopefully we'll be able to do something at PAX, but that's in the future. So anyhow, we will be there. If you see us, you know, feel free to come up and say hi, and don't get offended if we've got to run off somewhere else right
away. And we
away.
May or may not podcast depending on timing and equipment availability is also questionable. So
yes.
So possibly if not.
Yeah.
We'll try to.
We will do our damnedest to record a podcast next week, but with the craziness, we can't promise it. So, in light of E3, what are we looking forward to?
Lots of stuff. Can we talk about Infamous?
Yeah, go ahead.
What the heck did they...
That looks...
I don't even know what they were thinking. But, Game Informer had... I don't know. Have we had it in the office yet?
We have not
received the issue yet. We've only seen screens and...
Scans
online of people that have received it. Infamous 2. Completely different looking than
character,
Infamous 1.
Yeah.
Like, all the character concepts... He kind of looks like a mix-up of Tony Hawk
Mike... douchebag.
What's the guy who's never been kissed, that actor?
Oh, I don't know what his name is.
Michael something or other.
Yeah.
I think that's his name. Anyways.
Yeah.
So
the Drew Barrymore movie?
Yeah.
I have no idea who the guy is.
Yeah.
I only know that it's Drew Barrymore.
I can picture him in my head. You know, I just can't remember what his last name is. But
Oh, Michael Vartan.
Yes, Michael Vartan.
He's
an alias too.
Yeah. Didn't he used to be hooked up with Jennifer Garner or something?
Yes,
yeah.
I think so.
Sorry. All right.
Yeah.
This edition of Celebrity Gossip. Yeah.
But I think the cover art looks different, but in the magazine, the scans that we've seen, there's one picture and that is immediately the person that popped into my head was Michael Vartan. I was like, what the?
Yeah.
It's
got tattoos that make no sense. Like, they're just lines and squigglies.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that freaked me out about it, too, because I didn't read the whole article, but I was, like, kind of skimming over. And in one of the things, they had a quote from one of the guys at the development studio that said something about wanting to make him kind of like that they use kind of the model of the extreme sports star like Tony Hawk. And I'm like, do we have enough damn games with Tony Hawk in them? We don't need more Tony Hawk. Or any of that. Just kind of, hey, brah, how's it going?
Yeah.
The thing with that,
could I be the way
they were talking like that, it sounds as if it's a brand new character or something. Yeah, we modeled the character this. No. You had a character.
Yeah.
He was in Infamous 1, and sure, people were like, his voice is kind of weird, but.
Way
better than this hipster, emo, weird person. I don't even know what
he has a man purse, too, doesn't he?
He still has a messenger bag. But the thing that I think is every time I look at him, oh my God, Zeke, especially Zeke, they should be wearing Ed Hardy. That is all I'm thinking.
It just looks like the sort of thing that you get when you put something in front of way too many focus groups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you.
Well,
and here's the other thing that is just very confusing to me is that the studio who makes Infamous, like,
yeah,
I mean, they're not, they don't seem like a studio that would usually do that sort of, I mean, I don't know if you played the Sly Cooper games from the PlayStation 2 era, and those games are awesome and amazing, and I mean, they have a whole different tone and look and feel than Infamous, but there was actually a lot that was very similar gameplay wise about them, and just like the whole, the mechanics of everything. When I started playing Infamous, I was like, oh man, even if I didn't know this was Sucker Punch who made it, I would totally know just because its structure, and they just seem like they're cooler than people who would have
so to I mean, knock on every piece of wood in your house.
Maybe just playing a practical joke on Game Informer.
Like, oh, I really hope so.
That would be awesome. But,
well, you know what? It has happened before. When I was doing PR for Foundation 9, who owned the studio, The Collective, at the time, they were developing Silent Hill Homecoming. And they had a character design that everybody liked and thought was cool. And I don't know why, but like midway through the game, they totally like redesigned him. They changed his hair and everybody, like the fans just, what? Like it was a huge, like, this is ridiculous. He looks stupid. And they changed him back. So
hopefully, hopefully, however, number one, the main pictures that we've seen have just been drawings. I mean, we've seen a couple actual screenshots from the scans, but it's kind of hard to tell there.
However, then you have Prince of Persia Warrior Within, where everyone was like, what the heck are you doing? And that didn't change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they had to change. That Sucker Punch is a little bit more open to the constructive criticism.
Sucker Punch, if you are listening to us,
please, please do not let it. And Zeke looks perverted.
Yeah.
Zeke looks really skeezy.
Yeah. Like he, dude.
It's John Gosselin.
Shave him, first of all. Yeah. Oh, my, it is. It is. That is who it is. If you don't know who that is, please Google John and K plus 8.
Or really? Don't.
Or don't. Yeah, don't. Yeah, do don't. You know what I mean?
Run away. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was very shocking. And obviously, Greg is like heartbroken.
Right.
I was just going to ask, how hard did Greg cry?
He hasn't cried yet because he knows that there's once he's, you know, it could change once he sees it next week.
Yeah, so that will be E3. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
We go, oh, okay, phew. You know, this is like the knee-jerk reaction everybody's having is,
maybe it's Cole's evil brother or something like that. And Zeke's evil
hipster
twin.
Brother.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But
I just feel so bad.
Not even evil. That guy looks too douchey to be evil.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
praying right now. That because if that thing actually does turn out bad, Greg is just going to be crying every night. Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, come on, suck it up. You're a man.
Be a man.
Awesome.
Anyway, so that's what we are looking forward to see how it turns out.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Megan, you got a list there.
I do have a list, so I didn't have to remember off the top of my head. There's a few things I think all of us are looking forward to. I think we're all looking forward to Zelda, the new Zelda game, to see what they have.
I don't care.
Portal 2.
Yes, definitely. Although I've heard a rumor that only judges are going to get anywhere near it, which just. Oh!
I have an appointment to go see it.
Portal 2?
Good.
Yes, with Valve.
Can I tag along?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
I sent the guy an email just like here, if you haven't been following IGN, you kind of probably don't know exactly what has been going on. So initially, they had scheduled an event for Monday night that was going to be all about Portal 2, and they invited everybody and RSVP'd, and everything seemed like it was, you know, on the up and up, and then we got an email from Aperture Science saying that they were canceling the event and they were going to have a surprise.
Is it cake?
It didn't say.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah,
it's probably just going to be cake.
Yeah.
like it's going to be a surprise, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, no more event, but you should email this person and set up a time to go see Portal 2, which is exactly what I did.
Okay, excellent.
And then, what was it? Just a few days ago, they sent email. It was talking about the delay, but the press release was so funny. It was like, Valve announces that making games is hard.
Yeah, I like
so,
that.
So we don't know. We still don't know what the surprise is. I mean, that press release hinted at it as well. So
they didn't give a new date or time or anything either, right?
Yeah,
is that correct. Okay.
They just said 2011. I think.
Well, that's for the Portal release, but we don't know
when they're like announcing this surprise.
Got it.
I assume it might be at the Microsoft.
Maybe.
Conference. Oh yeah, that would make sense.
Unless it's somehow related to one of the new motion.
Right. And I hope my friend, I don't know who they'll have to, I don't know that he would be, but my friend Eric Wilpaw actually wrote all the dialogue on the first one, and I would assume that he still works at Valve. I would assume he's working on the second one, but I hope he's going to be there because he's very funny, as you would expect.
Right. Yes.
From someone who wrote the first game.
Sweet. So what else do I have written down? I'm curious about Last Guardian, which seems to be part of Shadow of Colossus and Ico. People seem to pronounce it differently. I'm kind of curious about Enslaved, which is by the people who did Heavenly Sword, but I'm a little wary because I loved the story and voice acting and everything in Heavenly Sword, but the gameplay was kind of meh.
What's that studio again? I'm trying to remember their name.
Ninja Theory.
Thank you, Ninja Theory.
Ninja Theory. What else do I have? I'm hoping, fingers crossed, for an announcement about maybe Dragon Age Origins 2. I think that's not going to happen for a while, but
they might announce like another expansion or some sort.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be like a lame expansion though, because
right,
I have
like
some
the Darkspawn one.
The Darkspawn, yeah, I won't even touch that one, and I'm totally addicted to Dragon Age.
I was watching
Age.
Charles play it, and I was like, this doesn't look very good.
they threw that out there as a quick moneymaker, so I didn't think I'd be able to resist downloading it, but I was like, nope, not gonna do it.
Good for you, Megan.
Yeah, it's the first step. It's
not
a bad DLC.
Don't, I say, don't support it.
Yeah, it's the first step.
Don't let friends buy DLC.
Yeah, exactly. It's the first step out of my addiction. And I'm looking forward to Fable 3 only because I keep signing on an amazing voice cast. And I liked Fable 2.
I really enjoyed Fable 2, and I saw Fable 3 at GDC. And then I'm just kind of getting excited about it again.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
I know I always fall for you, Peter Molyneux.
I know, he talks so much out of his hat. And I'm just like, darn you.
You're like, really? Yeah. Is that going to be there? But I did see the menus and stuff. I think that's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah,
to have it all be, you know, like your wardrobe actually is a giant closet, which obviously the girl part of me is like, woo.
Yeah. How do you feel about it not being like an RPG like the other ones, though? Like they're pushing it towards action adventure, which I'm not
sure. I don't think that's much of a change, honestly. I mean, I don't think
Fable 2 felt like
really,
an action adventure game.
Fable 2 had very light RPG elements to it anyway, so it's not like a huge loss. And I'm sure that they might actually still have those in there in some way, just they're basically labeling it as an action adventure versus an RPG, which I think is correct.
That's good.
So you printed out the list, Nicole?
I did, yeah.
Because there are a few things that we know about that I don't think we're supposed to know about, and I want to be sure I don't accidentally out something.
Yeah, I think they might show more about Final Fantasy Versus. Although 13 was such a disappointment, I'm kind of tapering my expectations.
Yeah, I still have not finished 13.
I haven't either.
I don't know where. I can't remember where I left off. I think right before 10.
Like chapter 10 or something. Yeah, I got to chapter 11 where everyone's like, oh, it gets better at this point. It's like, nope, does not. So
I didn't even make it to the part where it opens up. I'm right there though, but
it's
not something I go home and remember, you know. It's not something I'm like, ah, I really want to play that.
Like Harvest Moon, I couldn't forget, and Super Mario Brothers, I can play in little snatches and be happy, but it's like I shouldn't have to labor to play a Final Fantasy game, and I feel like that's what it is. It's just a chore.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would agree.
If it's
a
chore, then you walk away and go to
something
else.
Yeah, it's not a game. It's not fun anymore.
I might trade it in.
I hope they have a new I hope they have a new VanillaWare game. I don't know if you guys care about VanillaWare, which is like Odin Sphere.
It's not a very exciting title.
Game company. Vanilla.
Yeah. VanillaWare? I don't know. I think they're cute. That's just
I'm not saying they... I don't know their stuff at all.
Something that I didn't play the first one. Did any of you play the original Witcher?
No.
But I
the
heard
Witcher!
It was cool.
But honestly, like I saw it and I was like, oh, that kind of looks interesting. It seems like my kind of game, something that I would like. So now that there's the second one coming out.
I know RPG heads really, really loved it. I think there was also a lot of sex in it. Boobage and stuff.
Which is fine.
Yeah, no, I know. that seems to be what I remember was that that there was boobage action.
I don't remember. I was surprised that it got like good when it started getting good reviews.
Yeah, I think it got like a pretty solid at like averaged at about an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I think it was good. So I'm excited to see
the Witcher.
The voice.
I just like saying the name.
Yeah, in a creepy voice.
Is there
Nicole's totally gonna
is
be
there
so annoyed
word
by
about
the time
Mass
it comes
Effect
out.
3? By the way,
I don't think they're gonna talk about it yet.
Okay. I think it's one of those things where
it's like Dragon Age. They'll still be focused on DLC stuff before they.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but I couldn't help but throw that out there because I was like,
I really, honestly, I would love it if they announced it there. I'd be like, that would be my okay. Stop everything.
They'd be like, Casey, I love you.
Please send me to Canada to play the game early.
What are you looking forward to, Nicole?
Okay, you know, honestly,
not a lot. The thing about this E3 that it feels like to me is, even more so than other E3s, is that everything seems to be sequels. You know, it's two this or three this or,
yeah,
you know, and like what I'm really hoping is that somebody is just going to wow us with some new original.
Like there'll be a Scribblenauts that sneaks out of nowhere. Yeah. That we're like, oh, holy crap.
A good surprise. And I think Sony would be in the best position at this point to do that.
Really? You don't think all their stuff is leaked already?
Oh, well, besides the leaking, but like, you know, when they came out of the gate with Heavenly Sword and that during that show, everybody was like, oh my gosh, this looks amazing. Blah,
right.
Blah,
yeah.
Blah,
her hair,
you know,
was just like,
yeah.
What is that on fire? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Long flowing hair. Okay.
Yeah. So
that would be awesome. Yeah. Go to a press conference and get long flowing hair.
Right. Yeah.
Long flowing red hair. Ooh. Oh, wait. So, or you could just be Nicole and walk out and still have long flowing
So I'm hoping that something like that happens. Nintendo has given us next to no details on what they're actually going to have there.
You can
so
just presume. Well, 3DS, and Zelda, and Metroid.
We're presuming all of those. Yes. What I would love is if they would announce a new Pikmin for Wii.
So do you think the 3DS is going to be awful, laughable, or
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about the technology to make a judgment of it at this point.
Either.
I'm skeptical, obviously, but you know, I can't judge it till you see it.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see it.
I'm very intrigued by the concept of it,
and whether or not I would want to play a game like that for that long.
And Nintendo has not really revealed anything. I'm really hoping that the third Professor Layton will be there, which I mean isn't going to be any shock. It's like, it's going to be another Professor Layton, but I do love those games.
Yeah, and they've already made, six in Japan or
something like that?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they've definitely had at least four come out in Japan. So it's just, I'm like, just localize it already. Come on, people. This is not hard.
Yeah.
Easy
and
money.
What else am
exactly.
I?
Exactly. Chicks for free.
Kind of looking forward to seeing Little Big Planet 2 because I liked the first one a lot. EA Sports Active 2, I'm actually interested in.
Did you play the first
one? I did. And the fact that it's going.
I almost broke my ankle on that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Did not almost break it. I just twisted it.
Well, it's going completely hands free. So I find that kind of intriguing. There's armbands and leg bands. No. It's EA's own thing.
Has it been announced for
now? No. It is
not. Are we thinking it's coming?
I think it probably will.
They have to do something. I asked the guy at GDC.
Yeah, we asked him, and he was like, we never rule out any platforms. Like,
whatever.
It was completely PR canned.
It was so. In fact, I even commented on it, and I'm like, wow, you've been coached really well. And he just looked at me really blankly. Like, yeah. I was like, wow, you're a robot.
So I am interested in seeing that and seeing how that's going to work, because that's intriguing to me because I am trying to lose weight. Let's see. What else? You know, I saw pretty much everything that Konami is going to have at their Gamers Day and was not impressed by anything.
Not even the new Castlevania, whatever.
No. The new Castlevania, it looked way too much like Dante's Inferno.
Oh, no.
Like, he's shooting with crosses, and I was just like, oh, my God.
Which is a ripoff. Dante's Inferno is a ripoff of God of War, basically.
Gameplay-wise, this is kind of stylistically seems... Oh, like Dante's Inferno.
Oh, great! Everyone's ripping each other off.
Whee!
Yeah, it did. It didn't look so interesting. What else? I'm not really looking forward to Fable 3 because I didn't care for the first for Fable 2. I never played the first one. Natsume's got another Harvest Moon coming, but I think it's a puzzle game as opposed to a
regular. Is that Grand Bazaar? Is that something else? There's
Grand
also
Bazaar.
Rune Factory 3.
Oh,
yes.
Rune Factory 3 is like. Harvest Moon plus an RPG. It's crazy.
Win.
Crazy, huge game. Yeah, you would probably epic. Like it. I didn't care for it really because it was too much RPG and not enough Harvest Moon.
We love like, RPGs.
Megan's yeah. like rubbing her hands over here.
I'm like, oh. Wow, Harvest Moon, that crack. I'm such a crack addict for that series and RPG. It's just, for me, it's a total win.
Well, you should see yeah. if they have the Rune Factory. It came out on the Wii. Right. Like a year and a half ago. See if they have it in the office here.
Sweet.
And borrow
or
it.
Or don't if you or want to have a life.
Yeah. Yeah, we yeah. all know what happened the last time I played Harvest
Moon.
Oh,
iPet. Oops. I'm looking forward to seeing iPet again. I saw that at GDC, and it was the one game for the Move that actually caught my attention. And it's supposed to be at E3 in 3D, so... We'll
see
how that looks.
Cute little guy's going to be coming right at you.
I know. Oh, it would yeah, be totally awesome if they can pull that out.
It's so,
yeah.
It's such a
yeah.
weird animal, but...
I know.
Yeah.
Like and I don't know if it would be entertaining for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
it might
mystery.
Just be one of those things where you go, oh, it's so cute.
It's going to be like Wii Sports, I can't where you're it. Like, yeah, oh, really, look at the novelty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
But
I
it
mean,
is very cute.
They didn't show very much of it at GDC,
you know,
but it seems like there's lots of more games and things that you unlock. It
reminds me of the
Monchichi.
Am I the yeah. only one old enough to remember that?
No, I remember okay. that.
Ah, the Monchichi.
Sounds weird.
It was a little just stuffed doll.
Yeah.
From I still remember the theme song from the ads on it. It was just like, yeah, I won't say.
I was wondering. I was like, is she going to go
like, Monchichi? Yeah, I mean, and there's a couple games that we've seen already that are coming very soon, like Lego Harry Potter and Toy Story 3.
Which will be totally what you expect, but will be damn adorable.
Yes.
Lego Harry Potter.
I am excited for that. I'm not excited about the fact that Greg is going to make me play it on PS3 when I really want to get the achievements.
Oh.
Well, you can get trophies.
Yeah, that's true. I do need to boost my level on PSN. PSN right. anyway.
So
yeah.
I'm stealing Nicole's
okay,
list
go ahead.
And
go for it.
Looking through. Civ 5.
That's what I meant to put on my list.
I played a lot of Civ Rev and really, really enjoyed it. And I mean, obviously, Civ Rev is like a console. It's a light version of the Civ
yeah,
series.
Yeah, I played Civilization 3 and really liked that one.
Yeah.
Never got around to playing 4, though.
So Civ 5,
I don't remember
although,
which version I played, but I remember playing at my dad's computer when mm-hmm. I was younger. I have no idea which version it was.
Yeah.
I actually have not played the Civ games. I heard really good things about 4, but 5 is actually the first to really intrigue me and sort of catch my eye. So I'm actually
I've
looking forward to that
I've heard that
one.
It is sexy.
Yeah, I mean, the editors, the guys here that yeah. have seen it yeah. already were all kind of like, this
Ooh.
Is awesome.
They were also Ooh. All over Epic Mickey.
And which right. is also one I'm interested
which
in.
Which surprised so. Me because I saw, when you finally saw, like, you see the concept art for Epic Mickey, and it's amazing. And then when you see the kind of Wii character stuff, you're like, oh no, but apparently the guys are like, actually
it's the fact that Warren Spector's making it, it's just makes it I'm like, yeah. okay, it's just such an odd juxtaposition, like the Wii and Mickey Mouse and then Warren Spector. I think it'll be interesting. I am excited about Okamiden because
because
I loved
I think
loved Okami
and it's
so
effing
Okami
adorable
yes it is
oh my god
it
I
is
just,
amazing
oh,
and if you didn't play Okami you should really really go play it PS2 or Wii the PS2 controls are easier and better but then you can skip past stuff on the Wii version so you don't have to sit through really long cutscenes if you don't want to I don't like cutscenes Puzzle Quest 2 which is going
to
be exactly
yeah.
what
I
think
a real love-hate relationship with Puzzle Quest, though, because yeah. it was, like, the concept was really cool, but it was frustrating because you can't see the puzzle pieces coming down beforehand like you can in other games. So when I played on PSP, it was like, how can I possibly win at this if I don't know what's coming? I can't strategize at all.
No, you can't. It's completely, it's luck. It's, like, Bejeweled.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you're just like, oh, come on! And it was hard. So I was like, you know, it's such a cool concept, but this is getting frustrating, so I never finished it. So maybe they'll fix some stuff in Puzzle Quest 2. I don't
and
know.
And EA has a ton of, I'm looking at this, and like it's either sports or bullets. That's all, like, that, as far as what's announced that they're showing, I'm like, yeah. nope, okay, don't care
Guns
about that.
Guns so. And balls.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's their new slogan.
If it's
EA,
not,
Guns
it should be.
Balls. I think it'll be fun to see Old Republic. I mean, God knows I don't have time to get into another MMO. I haven't played WoW for, it's been well over a year now. But I think it will be sexy and fun to see. And what else? Just the Natal stuff will be interesting. I'll be very curious to see if there's actually a game that looks like something that you would want to play for
more than like
5 minutes.
That doesn't look like handless Wii Sports.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah, did you guys see the... Gary posted this video of the Parade magazine reporter
doing Natal.
Nobody
looks good playing Natal.
Oh, yeah. His wife, Miss, is just like, I don't know what she was doing. She's kicking her legs.
I played it. It is. But this was like last year when I was still... at Edelman, like doing PR for them, they brought Natal in for us to all play Ricochet. It was just very strange to me, like, because it really is like a 3D space. So I was too far back, so it hit the ball, and I wasn't able to actually hit it because I wasn't close enough. So then I get up closer. Oh, okay, now you can hit the ball, and it's just totally strange. And yes, everybody looked really stupid playing it, but yeah, a lot of people got really into it too. So
iPad will be cute to at least look at. God of War. I mean, even though it's PSP. A PSP game, but I like God of War.
Well, Ready at Dawn did a great job with the first PSP game. It's actually my favorite PSP game. So I really didn't want them to make another God of War game. I wanted it to end with
Is it Ready of Dawn again?
And I think it is Ready at Dawn. I thought
it's prequel, though.
Is it prequel to God of War 1 or God of War 3?
It's called Ghost of Sparta, and he had that title throughout the entire series.
Right.
So I'm thinking...
it's how he became the Ghost of Sparta?
How he became the Ghost
of
Sparta,
so you're going to have to actually, in real life, kill your wife and kid?
Maybe.
I mean, you had to do it virtually. You had to shove your daughter away in the chains of Olympus.
Yeah, you had to keep shoving
really
her
heartbreaking,
away. Yeah, it's so sad.
It was very heartbreaking. I cried. But I was sitting at my desk at GameTap, and like when we all sat in this open room, and so all these guys are around me, and I'm like,
oh, that's so.
But I was pregnant at the time, and yeah.
excuses.
And we're also drinking soy milk.
Yes, exactly.
No kidding.
Little Big Planet 2. It'll be cute to see. I honestly, you know, like the first one. I loved the potential there, but the reality is that I do not have the skills to build
exactly like
cool
that's,
levels. I mean, it makes me appreciate people who can.
Yeah, there's the calculator one. Oh my god.
Yeah.
How did you program a working calculator?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. These people are crazy.
But yeah, that's my sort of thing. Is I'm not into the creation just for me alone. Like I'd love to see what other people do, but I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it as a straight platformer without the creation stuff.
Assassin's Creed.
Eh.
I'm looking forward to it. Whatever.
We are.
Naysayers.
Get into the second one, even though people that didn't like the first now loved the second. Mm-hmm. I was not one of those.
Yeah, I tried playing the first one, was really like blah, and everyone
just liked
the
controls.
Yeah, the controls.
Controls drive me nuts.
Oh, I love
them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not being
Well, not just that, like, but I didn't know where to go half the time. I went around this one town, like going in circles, like, where am I supposed to go? Shove, gentle groping. that's been an ongoing thing since we first got the game in the office. And there, when you go through the instructions, he kind of gently pushes people. And then I think it was...
But then if you run too fast, you just knock them over.
Yeah, you just knock them over. So
that's my favorite.
So when you're gently pushing them out of the way, Mike goes, gentle groping, ha ha ha. And I was like, that's awesome. So ever since, it's like every time you've got a character who kind of lightly pushes someone aside, it's like gentle groping.
Nice. Portal 2 and Super Scribblenauts, just seeing how it's actually fixed from the first one.
Yeah, I'm excited now that it's
But I'm with you, Nicole, in that I really hope there's going to be, I want to know what this year's Scribblenauts is going to be.
Yeah.
Because like last year we walked in and no one had heard or seen Scribblenauts and knew what it was. And it was this little DS game with two stations in the Warner Brothers booth. And I mean, I think it got more games of the show than anyone.
Was the first game that I saw at E3 last year.
Wow.
It was the very first one.
This is
going
to be the best E3 ever.
And I was just like, it was like first thing in the morning and I was like half asleep. So I couldn't think of like any, like I'm trying to think of traditional game things, you know, to put in there. And the guy's like, well, no, do a ladder or, you know, something like that. And I was just so blown away by it when I saw it. I was just like, wow. I mean, like I audibly was going, wow. And the developer guy was like, he's like, wow, this is the first demo I've given and she really likes it, you know? It was awesome.
Boosted his confidence.
Yeah.
Good job, Nicole. That's sweet. I wonder if they'll talk about, I don't care for this, and I know it's blasphemous as a JRPG fan, but I'm curious to know if they'll finally ever announce Kingdom Hearts 3, because fans are kind of like, what? I'm just throwing that out there. I don't care. I didn't like the first one. I thought it was completely overhyped. But I do know that a lot of our listeners do love KH, and they've been asking for a third Kingdom Hearts, and they're starting to give up. So it might happen.
Yeah, we'll just have to see.
Alrighty.
All right, so that's
a few questions.
That's what we're looking forward to at E3, and you'll get the post wrap up when we get back. And hopefully we won't all come back disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good sucks. E3.
Yeah. I have to say this is going to be my 9th E3, and it's getting harder and harder each year to muster enthusiasm, which makes me feel really horrible because I know that so many people would just love to go and are like, yeah, you know, and people that I know who are into gaming, when they find out, they're like, oh my God, you get to go to E3? Yeah. But I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, it's exciting if you get to go there and play, but everyone has to work when they're actually in the industry. You don't really get to enjoy it. You're constantly taking notes and you're running around. You stay up at all hours of the night trying to write up these articles.
My 9th.
It's my 6th.
Your 6th. So, okay, yeah.
It's my 2nd. It's last year I had quit Edelman and did not start here yet. Until, it's like that. My week off was basically E3.
You were like, so
I did, but no, it actually sucked because I did all the prep work at PR for E3, which is 10 times worse than it is here.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And and then I didn't even get to go and like enjoy it.
Yeah, this is
although I did go to a few parties at night. So that's was good. Fun.
See, this is my 4th. I don't get to go to the parties, and I don't even get to go down there. I'm totally chained to my desk here at our offices, and that's what I get to do. So the flip side is I don't have to play in the war room. But
with smelly boys, it gets really ripe in there by the end.
Ew. I'm sure. She's
tip to fans: if you come up and you want a hug, please make sure that you put deodorant on first.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe I told you my favorite E3 story is I told Christine this yesterday, but one year it was back before, it was in the days of yore with E3 when there were just a ton of booth babes everywhere, and there were these booth babes and guys would line up to take pictures with them. So these two women were like going through the line of all these guys who wanted to take photos with them, and one of my coworkers was walking by and they were between pictures, and one of the booth babes leaned over to the other one and she was like, "Smell my shoulder." It totally smelled the VO.
Oh,
from all these guys.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. So disgusting. Poor girl.
There's actually a question that came in today since we brought up the booth babe topic. We might as well go ahead and answer them. And that was, what do we think of them?
I just think, wow, I can't imagine. I would not want to have to earn a living that way.
Right.
That would stink. Yeah. I walk by and I'm like, "What? You have to wear these really uncomfortable outfits that are just, and like have all these guys
just smile like, and like,
yeah, like mouth breathing all over you.
Happy.
Yeah.
It's like a cheerleader. Yeah.
Get hugged by people who smell.
You know, I don't have an issue with them. I mean, like, I might see one and with guys lined up and kind of roll my eyes. But
I think I find that part humorous. Yeah. Like, it's just like, wow. Oh, you boys.
Yeah.
And then I just always feel bad for them. I would not want to do that in a million years. And the world would not want me to do that either.
One of our friends, Carrie Shepherd, during one E3, I forget, it was might have been the one when I was at Game Now, when we were both at Game Now. She went into the bathroom, which was deserted because it was a woman's room, and it was
that E3 is the best thing about
ago.
The gaming industry.
That's
is
what
that,
I'm looking forward to.
Is that you never have to wait in lines for the women's bathroom?
She actually saw a booth babe purging in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Are you sure she wasn't just sick from all the BO?
Maybe. I don't know. But she saw
my shoulder.
Oh, God. I smell so bad. I'm just repulsing myself.
Get it off. Maybe. Maybe she was just sick. But that's, yeah. So.
I also heard someone purging in a bathroom at E3 once. But it was in the tiny year in the non-booth babe year. I don't know who it was. Some PR person.
Nice.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So those are our thoughts on booth babes.
I'm sure you work in puke into the description of this podcast.
Right. Yes.
Booth babes.
Okay. So questions. This question comes from Devin. Devin is from Canada, and he says that Three Red Lights constantly rips on Canada, and he wants to know if we feel the same way.
We started to answer this question last week before the podcast cut out on us.
Yes, we
got yeah, I was like, this
so. Yeah, so that's why we're answering it this week.
Got it.
And
it got
happen to really like Canada. I have been to Vancouver and Toronto and Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, the
Prince Edward Island. Did you go there because of Anne of Green Gables too?
No. We had a studio there. Backbone opened a studio there. They also had a studio in Vancouver. So I spent quite a lot of time in Canada during the time that I was doing PR. And there's a lot of really, really great people up there. They're fantastic.
It's a gorgeous country too. Like, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, Vancouver as a setting is beautiful. Some of the buildings are ugly, but like the surroundings are gorgeous. Yeah.
Whistler's really cool too.
Yeah, my family has timeshare there, so we'd always go up and go skiing and like.
And Veges the Indian restaurant in Vancouver. Veges is amazing, best, awesome Indian. You should totally go if you ever go.
I also got one of my homecoming dresses from Canada back when the exchange rate was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
So thank you, Canada.
Exactly. Awesome. Okay, so this one comes from Ireland. Kieran Busby. He phonetically spelled out his name for me.
The game?
Hmm?
God. Did you guys ever play Busby?
No.
The
little bobcat. Okay.
No, you're trying to get that, trying to squeeze that joke in there, and you're like, "Oh, fail."
Yeah, fail. Nobody so, knows.
I'm sure someone laughed. Who's listening?
Someone, please tell me that you know what Busby is.
Yeah. So this comment goes back to, last week's episode, and then the episode a few times before when we were talking about what the definition of a gamer is, and he wants to know, since we didn't really talk about it, what we think a hardcore gamer is. And I would say it's the behavior and not the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, the person who has to play through on the hardest difficulty and complete it again. Like, your husband, I would say, is a hardcore gamer because he it matters to him. I would think it matters to you what setting it's on, like getting all the achievements matter, things like that. I would say.
If you have to get every PS and platinum trophy out there, that's sort of
casual. But I mean, also, you can be equally as hardcore with casual games. I think. Like I am with Diner Dash. I have to get expert score on every level.
And the crazy Farmville people who set their alarms in the middle of the night to get up and harvest crops and redo stuff, like those two, that's crazy behavior. Yes.
you're like, it's not just hardcore,
that's not even
it's
hardcore,
crazy.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. We were talking about gaming addiction, and that sort of falls into that category.
Yeah. A little bit. So, sounds like we're all in agreement on that one. You don't necessarily have to be playing shooters to be hardcore. That's our opinion. Okay. So, this next question comes from Got Wilk. That's the name, I swear. So he basically says that lots of times in games that have multiple endings, he doesn't have the time or the patience to go through the whole game again just to see the second ending. And sometimes he'll just look them up on YouTube and just watch them that way. And he wants to know if we have done that or if we know anybody
who
does.
I've done that for the Mass Effect love scenes because I was like, I'm not going to go back through and romance all these people.
I did not, but I would.
I did it for the first BioShock for the bad ending where when you harvested all the little sisters. Because even I played it through twice. And even the second time, I was saying I was going to do the harvesting, but when it came right down to it, I just couldn't. So
yeah. I would. I just because I don't have time to play games once, let alone twice. Yeah. So to go back through. I mean,
you have
I don't
really
have
like
time.
The game to go back through.
Sometimes if it's like a game I can't even get through once, I'll look it up. I did that for Final Fantasy 12 because F that game.
Kind of like reading the last page of a book.
Yeah, you're kind of like, how does
or
this
like
end?
You have the summary on Wikipedia.
And I did do the same thing with the Dragon Age love scenes where I was like, I don't want to romance every single person, although for girls, there's Zevron and Alistair, so I think that was basically it. But
you could romance the other chick too.
Leilana is bi.
Oh, that's right, right. But you can,
I know that because my husband told me that.
I seriously
didn't. You
don't have to apologize.
I didn't romance her.
No, but I know that.
No,
you
but I romanced the dude as a dude.
Oh, nice.
Zephron or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Elf. Yeah, the elf. He's hot.
I was like, he's a slut. Hell yeah, I'm going to do him.
Yeah, you got some swinging people in Dragon Age. It's
I want
nifty.
That achievement. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, you can get some pretty crazy achievements.
You've been to a Ren Fair, right?
What?
You've been to a Ren Fair, right? Those people get crazy. Yeah.
Okay. This next question is really funny because it comes from somebody who is actually named Alistair.
Aww. I'm so happy. If Jess were here, she'd smile.
Yeah,
too.
He's an actual Alistair, and he says that it's not a common name, and he was really surprised when he started playing the game. But his question is specifically about the Dragon Age DLC, and he wants to know, is the new stuff voice acted or is it all text? I haven't played it.
Awakening has voice acting. I think the other DLCs, like Shale and the other one, have voice acting. I don't know about the Darkspawn. Yeah, it might be text only because they don't actually.
They don't speak.
Unless you're playing as Darkspawn. Yeah, you're playing as yourself.
I don't know. Although, I mean, there is, in the sense, I think there are cutscenes with people, like, you know, there's someone screaming.
Mm-hmm. there might be a little bit of voice acting on the other, because apparently you can. Apparently your main character dies, and it's sort of what if Alistair were in charge, and apparently it doesn't go well. So it might have some voice acting from the original that cast a little bit. But also, Alistair was the name of the brother in Dragon Quest VIII. So it's not too uncommon, but it's a neat name. I like it. So. Yeah.
Alrighty. This next question comes from Alexis. Alexis is getting ready to buy a 360, and she wants to know if we think Alan Wake is a good game for her to get. She's only had a PS2 up to this point, so this is her first next gen console.
Yeah, I would definitely say.
If you like horror genre,
If you don't, I don't know.
it's like you have to make a judgment call. Have you ever played any Resident Evil games or any Silent Hill games? If you're not really interested in them, you might.
I think she means more control-wise as opposed to genre.
I see.
I don't think it's... I mean, if she's had a PS2, really, honestly, fundamentally, from a control standpoint, I don't feel like this generation is all that different from the last one if you take out the Wii. If you don't consider that. Yeah. From a control standpoint, yes. And if she likes Stephen King novels, yes.
Okay.
She should get Viva Pinata, too.
Yeah, Viva Pinata!
Ooh.
Okay, next question comes from Kirsten Robinson, and she wants to know if we ever play evil characters or always good, or does it depend on the game?
I can't ever make myself play evil.
I forced myself to play an evil role through Mass Effect because I really was like, I have to see what's happening. Although I still did make good decisions. Like, there were certain decisions in the game where I was like, I can't do it. Like, I have to. Like, Udina. I could not let Udina be the chair or whatever on the council. Couldn't do it. So no matter what, he's always out. He's always the little serpent boy. No.
Yeah, I can't play in Infamous. I totally had to play good. I couldn't do. I can't pick the bad stuff. You couldn't either.
I couldn't. You know, in BioShock and Dragon Age, I've always played good. I want to play. Well, not necessarily bad, but I guess kind of less responsible because I want to play through Heavy Rain again and see some of the different stuff. And the first time I played through it, I made all the appropriate parent. You know. Yeah. Well, actually, I didn't get everybody live because I screwed up at the end. But but I did get everybody there to the end. But yeah, a parent does anything for his kid, and everybody is nice and does the right thing. And so, but now I want to go back through.
And that one's really easy to go back through the chapters and just be like, I'm going to be a total dick to my kid.
Or you can also,
I'm not going to feed him. I'm going to send him to bed.
I couldn't do that. I could not.
Oh my god.
What? I didn't do it the whole time.
I guess you shoot horses.
This is my thing with games. I have a really hard time playing evil except when a side character really pisses me off. And that's very easy to do. So then I just want to kill them. And then something that sparked my brain with Red Dead, this is something that would really annoy me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll come across someone who will steal your horse. However, they will not come up as an enemy on your screen. So if you shoot them, you lose honor. But if you don't shoot them, you lose your horse. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
That's crap.
Yeah. there's some hard decisions you have to make in Dragon Age 2 where you're like, I don't know what this, like there's no way to win, basically. Even the happiest ending you can get for your female human noble is there's a catch and you're like, oh, come on.
Right.
Which in a way I kind of like, but because it forces you to make smarter decisions. But I couldn't. I really wanted to be mean to Morrigan because she was such.
I loved Morrigan. I thought she was awesome.
Yeah, well, she's great. Well, she's awesome because Claudia Black is an awesome voice actress and totally made that character. But I couldn't even be mad at Morrigan. I couldn't even in Harvest Moon leave my kid for like 5 minutes because you feed your kid in the morning, and then basically the baby's left alone all day. Like, you can't pick it up or do anything with it. You can't feed it. Yeah, so I kept not wanting to leave the house because, like, surely I can't just leave my kid unattended all day to go harvest crops. And I felt so guilty the first 2 days.
I would have a hard time.
I actually looked it up on GameFAQs, and or not GameFAQs. What is our IGN thing?
Guys?
Game Medics. Yes, thank you.
Games Cheats.
No, yeah, cheats, games, guys.
Looking for the.
I was trying to look and see if it was okay to leave your kid. And
oh,
harvest.
I see. Well, you said stats, and then I thought of the game. Never mind.
Yeah, I couldn't. Sorry, I'm really frazzled today. I've had a very bad day, so I'm tired. But yeah, I looked it up, and they were like, "Yeah, it's okay to just leave your kid all day." And I was like,
"Sweet."
I feel awful, but okay. So
right. Yeah, I do not feel bad for kids in video games.
We should actually wrap it up so we don't run into the same technical glitches as we did last time.
Okay, we will do that then. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can send questions, comments, and feedback to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And really quick note, I'm still getting people asking what is up with the Zune feed. I don't know what is up with the Zune feed. When we switched feeds from What They Play to IGN, two different podcasts got created on Zune. One of them is just called Girlfight. The other one is called IGN.com/Girlfight. You want the IGN.com/Girlfight one. And if it's not there, I don't know what to tell you. We've sent a million messages to Microsoft and have not gotten any response. So,
thanks,
Bill Gates. I've done all that I can, unfortunately.
We'll yell at them when we see them next week, even though they have nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Like, what? I don't know
so,
what to
I would go. Encourage you, if you're having issues, to send them notes as well, because maybe if they get enough notes, then they'll get off their butt and fix it. But anyhow, so that's the deal with the Zune. And also, go to cheapairjordans.ign.com.
It's what all the cool kids are doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love my cheap Air Jordans.
Yeah. So thanks so much for listening. Like we said before, we will try our best to do a podcast next week, but it may not happen. So just be prepared for that. And if we don't do one next week, then we will be back with you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.